good morning.
おはよう。
How many of you like to play games?
その中でゲーム好きな人。
But what's fun is when you play with little, little children, they don't quite understand how it should be played.
でもね、ちっちゃい子にかくれんぼ話してもね、なかなかそのことわかんなくて。
And I can remember when Nathan was younger, I'd go, where are you?
姉さんに、小さい時に、姉さん、どこにいるのって言うと、隠れてにもかかわらずに。
And he would answer, I'm behind the couch.
あ、私は、ね、ソファーの裏、一緒にいるとか、答えちゃうのね。
But didn't quite understand how the game is played.
だから、かくれんぼの意味がわかんないんだよね。
He would want to be found.
で、見つけてほしい。
And there's a story in the Bible about Jesus and walking along the road from Jericho to Jerusalem.
エルサ、聖書の中で、人々があのエルサレムからエリコに行く時かな、はい、
And there were two blind men who were like that. They wanted Jesus.
で、イエス様に会いたい二人の目が不自由な人がいたんだけども。
So、they heard that Jesus was walking by and they were loudly calling out, Jesus!
イエス様
に会
いたくて、イエス様イエス様ってさ叫んで目の悪い人がいたのね。
And the crowds around them would tell him to be quiet.
うるさいから静かにっていうの。
Don't bother him, he's busy.
もうね、忙しいんだからちょっと黙っててっていうのね。
But they wouldn't stop.
でもその目の悪い人たちは、イエス様って叫び続けて。
They weren't afraid to cry out, even though everybody around them would be quiet.
どんな人たちでも、もうでもイエス様って、イエス様って叫び続けるのね。
And you know, Satan will do that to us.
でもそんなことを私たちも悪魔によって言われる。
When we want Jesus and we cry out, Satan will go stop that.
私たちは、イエス様、助けてくださいという時に、あの悪魔の力が。
He's not
going
to
listen to you. もうイエス様なんかあなたの話聞かないんだからダメ。
Do you not remember that sin that you did?
あなたの罪なのね。あれによって悪いから。悪いからね。悪いから、イエス様聞かないよなんていうのが悪魔。
But we're going to read a verse, and I want you to look at this verse and look at Jesus' response to the boy.
でも今日見てほしいのは、イエス様がこの目の不自由な人にどのように答えたか見てほしいのね。
So if you read English, read this with me.
でしょ、見てください。英語と日本もいいかな。
Moved with compassion, Jesus touched their eyes. Immediately they could see, and they followed him.
ね、日本語。イエスが深く憐れんで、その目に触れられると、盲人たちはすぐ見えるようになり、イエスに従った。
So in this verse we see that despite what people were telling the blind men, Jesus was moved with compassion and he wanted to touch them.
周りの人はダメダメって言いにかかる。イエス様は目の悪い人を見て本当に憐れみ深くなってイエス様は彼らに触れられたの。
He saw value in those men.
ね、イエス様はその目の不自由な人に価値を見つけたのね。
He sees value in you.
ね、イエス様はみんなお一人一人にね、あるっていうの大切だっていうの。
After all, Jesus died for us.
私たちはイエス様死んでくださったんだよ。
And so he wants us to cry out to him.
ですからいつもイエス様って、ね、言ってほしいの。
He wants us to find him.
そして見つけてほしいのイエス様。
And when we do say yes to Jesus Christ, he comes inside of us and makes us new.
で私たちイエス様って言ってイエス様来たら私たちに入ってくださって私たちを全く新しくしてくださるの。
The power he had that opened those blind men's eyes and allowed them to see.
イエス様は目の不自由な人の目も開けるような力を持ってらっしゃるの。
Can totally change your life.
ですからそういうイエス様に触れられて私たちは変わるのね。自分は無理だってことないの。
He can take us instead of being selfish. We want to give.
ね、自己中だなと思う。その自分も変えられて、あ、これはあげたいって思えるように人になっていくの。
Instead of someone who's angry all the time,
いつも怒ってるような
joy.
でもそれが喜びに満たされた人に変えられていくの。
Instead of being sad,
ね、いつも悲しいなと落ち込んでるんじゃなくて、
we can have peace and not be anxious about what's going on around us.
ね、周りの状況いろんな困難があっても平和が耐えられるようになるの。
And we will have a life with purpose.
ね、生きた時に、あ、このために生きてたって意味が分かるようになるの。
So don't be afraid like these blind men. Cry out to Jesus.
ですから、周りの人はどうなったと言っても、この目の不自由な人に、イエス様って叫ぶことを。
The Bible tells us that when we do, He will answer.
もしもそうしたら、聖書は言ってるんだけど、必ずイエス様は私たちに答えてくださる。
When we want to get closer to him, he will come closer.
私たちがイエス様に近づきたいときに、もうイエス様の方から私たちの方にやってきてください。
And this is good news that we should share.
これが私たちが周りの人たちに分かちたいことなのです。素晴らしいことです。
Don't keep the story of Jesus
ね、イエス様素晴らしいですねということを自分のものにしないで他の人に分かった。
But be the blind man, be loud.
ね、この目の不自由な
人に。Talk about Jesus.
ね、イエス様素晴らしい癒してくださったって大きな声で言えるのよ。
Tell people what he's done in your life.
そのことを自分の人生に何をしてくださったかってことを覚えてそれを言って
る。And how he's changed you.
そしてみんな一人一人変えられた時のことを覚えて思い出してそれを語ろう。
And then they too will want to follow him.
そしたらそれを見た人たちは私もイエス様あなたに従いたいと思うようになるの。
So let's pray.
お祈りしますよ。
Lord, we thank you that you are moved with compassion for us.
神様あなたは私たちを憐らんでくださったことを感謝します。
Thank you that you look at us and you desire to touch our lives.
あなたは私たちを見て私たちの命に触れてくださることを感謝します。
Thank you, Lord, that no matter what is going on inside of us,
私たちの心の中にどんなことがあってもその思いをすべてあなたが変えてくださいます。
You can make us more like you.
私たちをあなたに似たものにしてくださいます。
So I ask that these children will have a very young age learn to cry out to you.
そんなあなたに叫ぶことを学ばさせてください。
They will learn to rely on you for
their
strength,
their joy, their peace,
and that they will be able to rest in your love.
そしてあなたの愛の中に生きることをどうかこの子供たちに知らせてください。
Lord, I ask you to put a desire inside of them to share your
ことを他の友達に分かち合うような願いをも与えてくださいますように。
And that they will tell others about
it. そして他の人たちにあなたのことを語ることができますように。
Lord, we thank you that you are good.
あなた素晴らしい方。
Thank you that you love us.
そしてあなたは私たちを愛してくださることを感謝します。そしてそのことを私たちができる、あなたを明かすことができる勇気を与えてくださることを感謝します。イエス様の名前としてお願いします。アーメン。以上です。大学生います。もし子供たちが外で遊びたいっていう人がいたら、この2人立ってください。もしくは上でもいいですけど、一緒に遊びたいっていう人いますか？はい。
Oh, I'm gonna talk in Japanese. I always interpret his Japanese into Japanese. Anyway, our students from Chiyugakuen and were on vacation, so they haven't been here for a while, but the kids like love them. So this is Kaoru and Nao have really taken their time to be with us today. So if you have some, any of the kids want to go outside or upstairs, any parents would like a free hand, you could, maybe now is a good time to move around. Does anybody want to, Jenny, do you want to ask them to watch Lucy? Okay, I guess the answer is yes. So, and then that makes, if one person says yes, then it's always easier for other people also to say yes. So if anybody else wants to go with them, please feel free. They're such warm-hearted people. So.
Wow, Jennifer, welcome home.
That's okay. Okay. So, thank you for that. Thank you, see you, Jennifer. John Wilson. マシバラク、この教会に来ていたんですけれども、2 years? We haven't seen you?
Yeah.
So, and Ian Buddy, Jennifer のそのお嬢さんに今日いらっしゃっています。
基礎原稿録。
感謝です。
今日も使徒言行録から学んでいきたいと思うんですけれども
We're going to be looking once again at the book of Acts
先週どんなところを読んだか覚えてますか？
Anybody remember what we read last week?
二章のところを読みました。
We read from chapter two.
ペンテコステの日に聖霊が弟子たちに下ったというところですね。
And it was the passage when the Holy Spirit came down upon the disciples.
そして弟子たちがいろんな国の言葉で話し始めたんです。
And the disciples began to speak in other languages.
そしてそのことに驚いて人々が集まってきたんですね。
And the people in Jerusalem were shocked about that.
何が起こってんだろう。
And what could possibly be happening right now?
それについてペテロが旧約聖書から説明しましたね。
And so Peter stood up and he explained what was going on from the Old Testament.
それは私たちの上に聖霊が下ったということと、
And he said that the Holy Spirit has come upon us.
そしてイエス様がよみがえりの救い主だということを語るんです。
And he proclaimed that Jesus Christ is the Savior.
そしてそれを聞いて3000人の人が1日でイエス様を信じたというんです。
And that first message, 3000 people heard and turned their lives to follow Christ.
彼らはあ、これ彼らの言ってること本物だと思ったんです。
And they truly believed that this is the truth.
で、今日はその続きです。
And today we're going to continue from that story.
はい。では日本語と英語で一緒に読める人は。
So we'll read from the passage. If you can read in Japanese, feel comfortable to read with Matt. And if you read in English, you can read with me.
はい。二章の42節から。彼らは使徒の教え、相互の交わり、パンを割くこと、祈ることに熱心であった。すべての人に恐れが生じた。人たちによって多くの不思議な技と印が行われていたのである。信者たちは皆一つになって、すべてのものを共有にし、財産や持ち物を売り、おのおのの必要に応じて皆がそれを分け合った。そして毎日ひたすら心を一つにして神殿に参り家ごとに集まってパンを割き喜びと真心を持って一緒に食事をし神を賛美していたので民衆全体から好意を寄せられた。こうして主は救われる人々を日々仲間に加え一つにされたのである。
Read in English Acts 2:42-47. And they devoted themselves to the apostles' teachingAnd the fellowship, to the breaking of bread and the prayers. And awe came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were being done through the apostles. And all who believed were together and had all things in common. And they were selling their possessions and belongings and distributing the proceeds to all as any had need. And day by day, attending the temple together,And breaking bread in their homes, they received their food with glad and generous hearts, praising God and having favor with all people. And the Lord added to their number day by day those who were being saved.
詳しくは説明されてませんけれども、この3000人ぐらいの人たちが主に4つのことをしていました。
It doesn't really say in too much detail, but it explains how these 3,000 people who just received Christ did four basic things together.
聖書やイエス様の教えを学んだ。
The first is that they learned what the Word of God is, the Apostles' teaching, or what the Bible says.
生活を共有した。
The second is that they shared their lives together.
食事もパンを割くことも一緒にした。
They broke bread together.
そして共に祈ったんですね。
And they prayed together.
これを毎日数千人の規模でしたっていうんです。
And that was the heart of several thousand people to do every single day.
数千人の人、これちょっと想像できませんね。想像できますか？
Can you imagine it?Several thousand people gathering in that way every single day.
自分の持ち物を売って貧しい人に与えたりとかしてるんです。
And they were selling their possessions and they were giving to the ones who had need.
で、もう熱心に祈ったりしてるんですよ。
And they were praying sincerely.
この人たちを見て周りの人が驚くんですね。
And the people who saw this were really surprised.
ちょっと前はいろんな国の言葉で神様を賛美してるのに驚きました。
And just a few days ago, they were really surprised that these people, the apostles, were praising God in this way.
But でも今日この席はですね、この人たちが生き、なんていうか、前と違った生き方をしてるのを驚くんです
よ。But they were also really surprised that these followers of Christ, their lives had changed.
もうお金に固執せずに人にこうあげたりしてるんですよね。
They weren't really holding on to their money and their possessions, but rather they were opening their hands and giving away.
本当に助け合ってるんですね。
They were helping one another.
愛し合ってるんですね。
They were loving one another.
神様賛美してるんですね。
And they were praising God.
これを見てて、この人たち何かあると思うんです。
And the people who saw this looked at them and they thought, these people have something.
で、特に神様を信じた人たちは、ああ、この人たちの知ってることは、信じてることは本物だと思うんですね。
And they really believe that what these people have is truth, is the real thing.
この人たちことは本物、私も加わろうと思うんです。
And the people saw how they lived and they said, what these people have the real thing, I want to have that too. I want to join in and be the way they are, be able to live the way they are.
この群れに加わっていったっていうんです。
And it says that day by day, more and more souls were saved.
彼らの生き方に説得力があったわけです。
The way that they lived their lives had power.
でももう一つ覚えたいことがあります。
But there's something else that we need to realize.
これは43節です。
And that's written in verse 43.
すべての人に恐れが生じた。人たちによって多くの不思議な技と印が行われていたのであるというんです。
And it says that in verse 43 that people had awe or this kind of incredible feeling because so many wonders and signs, miracles were being done through the apostles.
これは、まあ、恐れてもですね、怖いという恐れではないんです。
In the Japanese Bible, it says fear. In the English Bible, it says awe. It's not kind of like, oh, I'm afraid, but rather, oh, there's something huge here.
神様の不思議な技を見て、
they saw the mystery of God.
神様の力を見て、
they saw the power of God.
神様の愛を見て、
they saw the love of God.
神様の憐れみを見て、
they saw God showing up.
神様の清さを見てですね、
and they saw the purity of God.
これなんだろう、これはっていう言葉にならない恐れがあったんです。
And when they saw this and with their own experience, they were profoundly touched and they were just in awe of this incredible mystery that they couldn't explain.
神様の清さ、偉大さを彼らは人の働きを通して感じ取ったんです。
Through the working of the way that the apostles lived and the miracles that were done through them, they saw the power and they saw the purity of God.
ですからこの群れの中にはある種の緊張感がありました。
So within this body of believers, there was this feeling of like not boredom, but rather this feeling of 緊張感 like
tension or
alertness is a good word maybe. There's a feeling of alertness.
いろんなことが起きていても、そこに神様がいる、そこに偉大な神様がいるという緊張感があったんです。
So they were alert to the fact that it wasn't just these people, the apostles, doing this, but rather it was the true and the living God that was living through them.
神様を感じていたんです。
They experienced this incredible, awesome, great God.
今日とか前置きで今日3章の最初を見たいと思います。
And I want to continue and look at the beginning of chapter 3 with you as well today.
今日どのような不思議な技かのことをここでは、弟子たちがしたか一つ記されています。
In the beginning of chapter 3, there's a specific example of what kind of miracles that they were experiencing.
では日本語と英語で読みましょうね。
Let's read once again in both English and Japanese.
ペテロとヨハネが午後3時の祈りの時に神殿に登っていった。すると生まれながら足の不自由な男が運ばれてきた。神殿の境内に入ると人に施しを置こうため 毎日美しい門という神殿の門のそばに置いてもらっていたのである。彼はペテロとヨハネが境内に入ろうとするのを見て施しを請うた。ペテロはヨハネと一緒に彼をじっと見て、私たちを見なさいと言った。その男が何かもらえると思って二人を見つめていると、ペテロは言った。私には金や銀はないが、持っているものをあげよう。ナザレの人イエス・キリストの名によって立ち上がりなさい、歩きなさい。そして右手を取って彼を立ち上がらせた。するとたちましその男は足やくぶしがしっかりして踊り上がって立ち歩き出した。そして歩き回ったり踊ったりして神を賛美し、二人と一緒に境内に入っていった。民衆は皆彼が歩き回り神を賛美しているのを見た。彼らはそれが神殿の美しい門のそばに座って施しを請うていたものだと気づき、その身に起こったことに我を忘れるほどに驚いた。
Let's read in English. Acts 3 from verse 1 to verse 10. Now Peter and John were going up to the temple at the hour of prayer, the ninth hour. And a man lame from birth was being carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple that is called the Beautiful Gate, to ask alms of those entering the temple. Seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, he asked to receive alms. And Peter directed his gaze at him, as did John, and said, Look at us. And he fixed his attention on them, expecting to receive something from them. But Peter said, I have no silver and gold, but what I do have, I give to you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand and raised him up. And immediately his feet and ankles were made strong. And leaping up, he stood and began to walk and entered the temple with them, walking and leaping and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God and recognized him as the one who sat at the beautiful gate of the temple, asking for alms. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at what had happened to him. Amen.
ここには3人の人物が登場します。
So here, at the beginning of this passage, we have three people.
エルサレムの神殿の前の美しい門という門のところです。
And they're at the temple, at the beautiful gate of the temple, and this scene takes place there.
2人はイエスの弟子、ペテロとヨハネと、
There's two disciples of Jesus.John and Peter, Peter and John, and then,
そして もう一人は生まれながらに足が不自由で歩けない男の人です。
And then there's a man who, we don't know his name, but he's been unable to walk since he was born.
この3人はいつものように神殿に出かけていました。
So all three of them, approached, they went to the temple in the same way that they did every single day.
ペテロとヨハネは神殿に祈りに行きました。
Peter and John were going to the temple in order to pray.
足の不自由な人は神殿に来る人からお金をもらうためにそこに運ばれていきました。
And the man who was unable to walk went to the temple gate in order to receive alms.
前に来る人にですね、お金くださいって言うとお金が投げられますから、それで生きていた人です。
So he was someone who was able to live because he received money or alms from the people who were going into the temple to pray.
そしてですから、この3人はいつものように神殿に行くんですけど、この日はそれがいつもと違っていました。
So they went, when they left their homes, they went in the same way that they went every single day. But then something very unique happened.
彼らはこの日に出会ったんです。
This day, the three of them met with one another.
この出会いが彼らを変えたんです。
And because of this first meeting and meeting one another, they were changed.
その門がどれだけ広くて道がどれだけ広くかは分かりません。
I'm not really sure how big the gate was or how big the road that approached it was.
そこに足の不自由な人が座っている光景がありますね。
But we know that the man who was unable to walk was sitting or lying there.
ペテロとヨハネがそこに歩いていきますね。
And we know that Peter and John were walking past.
最初に声をかけたのはこの足の不自由な人でした。
And the one who speaks first is the man who was unable to walk.
恵んでください。
He says, "Have mercy on me."
哀れな私にお恵みをって。
He asks, "Have mercy on me, please."
多分いつも同じことで言って覚えていたでしょうね。
Probably he was saying the same thing day after day, and he was remembering.
お恵みを、お恵みをって言ってたと思うんですけども。
And he was just kind of saying by rote, "Have mercy on me, have mercy on me."
でもこの時ペテロとヨハネは彼の存在に気づきます。
But Peter and John really realized that that man was there.
そこに足の不自由な人を見て、ペテロはとヨハネは彼らに、その人に目を向けるんですね。
And Peter and John turned their gaze upon this man.
でもここでペテロがしたことはちょっと不思議なことです。
But Peter says something that's a bit unusual and surprising.
彼にこう言うんです。
He says this.
私たちを見なさい。
He says, "Look at us."
私たちを見なさいって言うんです。
He says again, "Look at us."
そのなぜこのようになことをペテロが言ったか、ね、いろいろ想像ができますけど、わかりません。
Why did he say that? We can think about it, and we can imagine different things, but it's not really clear. It's not written down.
皆さん今までに目を合わせなさいって言われたことありますか？
Have you ever said to anyone, "Look at my eyes, just look here, look me in the face"?
言われたことある人？
Anyone ever said that?
ありますね。初めて言われたのいつか覚えてますか？
You remember when someone said that to you the first time?
私は父に叱られて正座している時です。
I remember very clearly I did something bad and I was sitting on my knees in Japanese polite way to sit and my father said to me and when I did something bad my father always made me like kneel down like sit down in a polite Japanese way and he sat right in front of me and he said to mePlease explain.
でこう何か話そうとすると
And if I try to think of something to say
目を見て話しなさいって
And my father would say to me No, not like that Look me in the face Look right into my eyes And then tell me
この人の目を見て話すっての結構大変です
When you really look people in the eyes And talk, it's difficult
結構訓練もいるし、こう自信みたいなのが必要なんですよね。
You need some kind of training in a way to be able to do that.
特に私のような日本人には難しいんです。
And it's especially actually difficult for Japanese people to do
that. 雨の人、それについて。日本人でそうだよね。
And so especially Japanese people, but anybody, is that difficult for you?
日本人はあまり目を合わす文化がないんです。
Actually, in Japan, it's not part of the culture to look people right in the eye.
ちょっと横道にそれますよ。
It's easier to kind of look down.
今ちょっと、different thing. ちょっと横道にそれて話しますね。はい。日本の、挨拶は何ですか
?So, who knows what Japanese greeting is?
お辞儀をしますよね。
So we always bow when we
外国では何をしますか
In foreign countries, how do you greet people?
まあ、ハグしたり、キスしたりしますよね。
Some hug people, kiss people.
はい。日本でお辞儀をするときに
In Japan, when somebody bows,
目を見てお辞儀をすることはできません。
You can't bow while looking at the other person's face.
そうですよね。
人の手を見ておじぎはできません。
ですね。ですから私たちはこう下を見る癖があります。
So, Japanese people have kind of part of their culture of looking down.
中学1年の時の英語の時間を思い出します。
I remember when I was a first year of junior high school. That would be, seventh grade.
で、その先生が私たちに今から 正しい握手の仕方を教えるんです。
And, the teacher said, I'm going to teach you the correct way to shake hands.
生徒を前に立たせて、じゃあ握手しようって。
And brought the teacher, the students to the front and said, let's shake hands.
そうすると私たちはどう握手をするかというと、
And, if I think about me and my classmates, we shook hands in this way.
だいたい手を見ながらこうやって握手をする。
We would look at the hand and look down and shake hands.
こう、握り方もですね、なんかこう弱々しい感じで握るわけですよ。
Even the way we took the person's hand was like this weak, kind of feeble way.
でも彼はこう言うんです。
But our teacher said,
正しい握手はそうではない。
The way to shake hands correctly is not like that.
相手の目を見て、
Look at the person in the eyes,
しっかりと手を出して、
and put your hand out,
もう潰れてもいいぐらいしっかり握るんだ。
And just grab hold and shake hands.
これは正しいですか？
Is that the right way to shake hands?
でも、そのように渡りました。しっかりと目を見て握りなさい。
So that's what we learned.
あなたを会えて嬉しい。あなたを信頼しますって握りなさいと言われました。
And express trust to one another as we shake hands.
思い出します。
I remember that time.
ですから、今でもできるだけそのようにしています。
So even now, when I shake someone's hands, I try to do it like that.
でもですね、僕今までに正しいキスの仕方とか、正しいハグの仕方って学んだことありません。
But if I tell the truth, I haven't been taught the proper way to kiss people or the proper way to hug people.
知ってますか？
Anybody know?
教えてくれる人。
Who can teach?
愛さんは日本の霊法の専門家です。学校で。
Actually, I is a manners teacher in Japan.
ですから、日本の正しい挨拶の仕方も愛さんに聞けば、しっかりどのようなお辞儀が正しいか教えてくれます。
So we can learn the proper way of greeting from 愛さん。
この時に話を戻しますけれども、ペテロはその男性に私たちを見なさいと言われています。
So let's go back to the story in the Bible. And once again, Peter says, look at me.
目を合わすことには勇気がいりますね。
When we look in someone in the eyes, we need a certain amount of courage.
自信がない時には顔を上げられません。
It's really hard to look someone in the eyes when you don't have confidence.
でもこの男性は何かいつもと違うんで、えって言って目を合わすんです。
But this man who was unable to walk was able to actually really look at Peter's eyes, look him in the face.
それはなぜかと言ったら、
Why? Why do you think he was able to do that?
この人ひょっとしたらお金いっぱいくれるのかなと期待したんですよ。
Maybe he was
見てごらんって言ったら、
He was expecting that, wow, these people are going to give me a lot of money.
彼は何かを期待して、あれ？声をかけてきてたように、こう期待して目を合わせたと言います。
Anyway, he was expecting to receive something from them.
いつもは、恵んでください、恵んでくださいと言うと、チャリンって10円玉が転がってきたりしますね。
He was spending his day, every single day, just saying, Oh, have mercy on me, have mercy on me, and just the money would just come and be thrown at him. The little dingle of the money, a little bit money here, a little there. Oh, here's
10
yen, here's 50 yen. Oh, wow, 100 yen was thrown at me. Please have mercy on me.
私たちを見なさいって急に言われるんですね。
But suddenly, he was told, look at me.
ひょっとしたら、500円かもしれないぞ。
So,
ひょっとしたら1000円、1万円、おお。
Maybe he's expecting, wow, maybe this person is going to give me 500 yen or 1,000 yen, or could it be that he's going to give me even 10,000 yen? He's expecting. He's thinking, what could it be?
でもペテロの答えは、
But Peter's answer,
私には金や銀はない。
Peter says to him, I don't have silver or gold.
でも持っているものをあなたにあげよう。
But what I do have, I'm going to give to you.
ナザレの人、イエスの名によって立ちなさい。
In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, stand up.
歩きなさいって言うんです。
And walk.
私には金や銀はない。
I don't have silver or gold.
私にあるものをあなたにあげる。
But what I do have, I give to you.
イエスの名によって立ち上がって歩きなさいって言うんです。
In the name of Jesus Christ, stand up and walk.
実際に彼らにはお金はなかったかもしれません。
Perhaps Peter and John didn't have any money.
でもイエス様は彼らに聖霊の力で人を癒す権威を与えておられたのです。
But they had received the authority to heal in the name of Jesus.
彼らはそれを知っていました。
And that's what they knew.
で、